News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Dublin Airport has gone 9 consecutive days without a single bit of sunshine, according to Met Air. And that is up there with the records that have been broken this year. It has been unbelievably grey and somewhat miserable and cold of late. So we had to ask Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather why.
We have had a high pressure out to the east of Ireland, which has been steering in cloud from the Irish Sea. That has brought a lot of cloud in eastern areas especially, but a lot of the country. There has been some bright spells in the west of the country, with Belmullet seeing the best of the sunshine over the last 7 to 9 days. However, that cloud has been very dogged in over Dublin, with 0 hours of sunshine for 9 days, which is only the third time that has actually occurred. Now, the good news is there will be some more sunny spells to come in the coming days, but there will also be a lot of wet and windy weather. Saturday looks like the day if you're looking for sunshine. It's the best chance, but then we have a risk of a storm on Sunday with some strong winds. So it's a very mixed bag ahead, but thankfully some blue skies will reappear.
Now, for the last week or 2 weeks, actually, I've been complaining about being cold. I'm feeling particularly glum at the moment, and I'm putting it down to the weather. And I don't think Leslie Shoemaker, counselling psychologist and lecturer at TU Dublin, I'm not on my own, Leslie.
No, you're not. As a matter of fact, last night I was freezing when I went to bed, so I was having the same thoughts going, where's Sunny? Where could I escape to?
Why are we this way? Do we need to see the sun to be happy?
We actually do. Believe it or not, sunshine is linked to melatonin production. And melatonin is something that is linked towards to our mood. So even in the winter, you know, all the professional advice is get out for a walk, even if it's only for 20, 30 minutes. Don't wear your sunglasses. Apparently, it's good for your eyes to get the sunlight and get out there. So 9 straight days with no sunlight, we're already, you know, moving towards a miserable period of time.
Yeah. Can we do anything to improve this? I mean, we can't use sunbeds anymore. They're bad for us. So how can we top up our melatonin and our vitamin D?
Well, I mean, you can take vitamin D as a supplement, but I would advise talk to your doctor about that. But the key thing is stay active. We know that when we're active, we actually do feel better. It's better for our well-being. You know, be mindful. I have to confess, yesterday I was desperate for chocolate. I was kind of going, oh, it's a rotten day. Give me some comfort food, not mashed potatoes. And it's just about eating healthy, get out, be active. But what's really interesting is the Nordic countries, despite how in some of the sections of the Nordic countries during the winter, they only get 4 hours of light. That's it. They have typically the highest ratings and the happiness index annually. And the Nordics have a great attitude towards it because they talk about how there is no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothes. So there's a huge emphasis on getting outdoors. And I'm going to mispronounce it. Hygge? I've never learned how to do it. I keep hearing different versions.
I believe it's pronounced hygge.
Oh, thank you. People keep thinking that's really about sitting around under a blanket with candles and reading books, but it's not. The emphasis is about connection with others. So it's about getting together with your friends for a cup of coffee, for meals, go skiing in their cases. So that human connection is really, really important.
Okay, well, we'll pray that the sun does come out and that we break this grey streak, but it's okay to feel this way. Have the chocolate, Leslie. That's what I'd recommend. Leslie Shoemaker, counselling psychologist and lecturer in TU Dublin. Thanks for that. I mean, it genuinely makes me a little bit miserable, Shane, and I know it shouldn't, but it does.
I found last week really long, I have to say.
Beginning to think, do you know the way I'm kind of, is there something wrong with me that I feel so cold the whole time? Am I getting old? Yeah. Which probably is true as well, to be fair.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.